This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. More important than just surviving and not losing loss, there's no one in town. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. This is 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. It really does. Our choices matter. And so when you're struggling with your health, whether it's diabetes or heart disease or arthritis or whatever it might be, remember that the choices we make really do matter. So the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you drink, the exercise you get, the stress we manage, and the choices we make all determine, that's our lifestyle, right? So that's the choices we make each and every day. Marcus in Washington, D.C. says, my wife has some issues with dry skin and dandruff. No shampoo seems to help. What do you think? It comes down to it. Remember, the scalp, it doesn't matter. It's the same as the skin. All right. Skin conditions are not outside in, they're inside out. So you can use creams, lotions, and potions to settle things down and make them maybe not itch or cut the flaking down. But the reality is it's coming from the inside. So if you get the gut healthy, then you tend to get the body healthy, really. And the skin is a direct reflection of what's happening inside the gut. It is. So, again, little things like making sure there's no nutritional deficiencies and making sure that you have plenty of omega-3 fatty acids coming in. You get that through salmon and fish. Flaxseed oil is another good option. Vegetables like squash contain quite a bit of ALA, which is an alpha-linolenic acid, which helps produce the omega-3s or is the omega-3s. So there's a lot in there that really matters. And it's about consistency. So when you have dry skin and all that, you have to look. And plus, probiotics help too. You get the good kind of bacteria coming in the digestive tract, it makes a tremendous difference. So just a couple of things to think about and get kind of focused in on your way as she's working through that. But yeah, I mean, the shampoos can help. But if you're eating foods that are flaring up the gut, which is flaring up the skin, yeah, then you're going to have some challenges there. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You can go to the website. You want to get in shape? We want to help you. And then that's in every way. So mentally, physically, nutritionally, getting your body in shape, that's the key, right? Our health is our greatest wealth. Powerful tool to be able to do that. So we want to help you each and every way. Could reducing stress levels help you lose weight? Well, preliminary research is showing that stress reduces your ability to lose weight. What happens is there's a stress hormone called cortisol. When you get high levels of stress, and the stress levels called cortisol, they go up. And it can increase a lot of the extra that's put on your waistline. So estrogen levels can go up, but also the cortisol levels, they can go up as well. And that becomes a little bit of a challenge. And that's what can put the extra weight on and why stress is seemingly such a big deal. University of Florida College of Medicine said in a release on this, they put this in the Journal of the Molecular Cell Biology of Lipids. It's not yet clear what effect beta-tropin has on fat metabolism in humans. But the beta-tropin is what they're studying and looking at. Study authors pointed out that mild stress, just mild, can boost people's performance over the short term and help them get through tough situations. But chronic stress is harmful over the long term. Stress causes you to accumulate more fat, or at least slows down fat metabolism. And this is yet another reason why it's best to resolve stressful situations and pursue a balanced life. Dr. Yang says, of yin and yang, It's pretty funny. So, yeah, that's actually really true, though. It is. You want to balance your life. It's funny. I have some friends of mine, colleagues, other physicians, and it's funny because if we're ever hanging out and life gets stressful or we're talking about different stressors in our life, you don't say, "I was stressed out yesterday." This is we say, "My cortisol was high yesterday." So maybe that's a new thing you say. You say your kids start acting crazy, or you get in a weird relationship or an argument, and you say, "Stop, stop the argument. My cortisol's going up." physician humor, whatever. Seven ways to stay limber at your desk job. There's some ways. A lot of chiropractic medicine's powerful form of healthcare. And staying limber at your desk job is really important because 20 years ago, DC medicine spent most of the time taking care of people that move too much. But now we're figuring out that people are sitting too much. So people used to get injured, like the weekend warriors and people doing a lot of moving and work jobs. And now everybody's sitting. It's all computerized, right? So when you're sitting all day, here's what can really happen. One, you can have spinal damage. And sitting all day can result in a pinched nerve or herniated disc if you're not sitting properly, proper ergonomics and mechanics. Damage to your spine may not affect longevity, but it will affect quality of longevity. And quality is key. Computer eye strain is another big one. Their eyes, when they get the strain, is causing some issues in a major way, even with visual acuity. That's changing as well. Heart health is another one. A desk job keeps you sitting, so it's bad for the heart. It doesn't get you moving the way you need to. So here's some tips that can really help if you do have to sit all day long. You want to get up, and the 50-10 rule is for your work day or your sitting day. All right, so 50 minutes you sit, you get up and move around for 10 minutes. All right, makes a difference all day long. Because remember, for every 6 hours that you sit during the day, you take 6 years off your life. That's a lot. Maintain really good posture as well. Maybe you dump the chair at work. I like the standing workstations. Just so you know, a lot of people are going to that. So it's really cool. There's different brands and companies out there, but you set it on top of your desk, and it's got a lever system, and you can make it different heights. You can stand it all the way up, or you can lower it. And so if you want to sit a little while, but you want to stand up some of the day, you can do that. But those are great. So sit 50 minutes, walk around 10 minutes. Take the stairs when you can. Get off the elevator. Please don't take the elevator if it's like three floors up. Like if it's in a 20-story building, 12 stories, I get that. All right, but if it's like the second floor or the third floor, my God, take the stairs. Unless you have like eight bags with you, take the stairs. Really, I mean, it's like that bothers me. I see that people get in the elevator and they hit two, and they go up. I'm like, really? You're doing that? Stretch your back, bend forward, and touch your toes. Okay, if you can't touch your toes, touch your knees. You need to be able to touch your toes. Really? Got to get back to toe touching, folks. Stretch your neck, too. Now, I really like doing this. You see, our necks are leaned forward all day because of the computers and driving and all that. And we have what's called a natural curve to our neck. And that curve mimics our curve in our lower back. And when that gets straightened, we call it military neck. When that gets straightened, it puts a lot of pressure on the nerves. It also puts pressure on the disc in between, which is why people end up having to have less surgery. It can cause numbness in the arms and the hands. So you really want to focus on stretching that neck out. Now you can put a rolled towel underneath your neck for about 15 minutes a day. Do it at night after the day is over. Or you can hang your head off the back of the bed. Lay all the way till your shoulders are on the edge of the bed. Hang your head off. Your head weighs about 8 pounds. Do that for about 5 to 10 minutes. It'll stretch the ligaments back out the other direction and help keep the curve in there. 888-283-7272. Look for a lifestyle provider. All of our lifestyle providers are there, can help you go to the next level with your health. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today, we can will determine the kind of health we'll have tomorrow. Let's go to the phones and talk to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
It's just about a long life fungus now. No matter what I have tried to do, taking all the doctor's recommendations, is still here, and I just cannot get rid of it, number one. Number two, the other one that is present itself as a great deal of a nuisance lately is that my nails are breaking, but it's not just the break. They break so deep that it's still in the meat, for better lack of word. I'm not sure if I can give a fair description, but it is so painful, and then I have to wait for the longest time to, of course, grow forwards and be back to be a regular nail, and then another nail will break deep, and I just don't know what to do, because it's not just that the fact that they don't look good, it's the fact that they're so painful.
Right. And so with something like that, I would step back and first look at it, because the nails tell a big story. And if you look at it, we don't do this that much now, but if you look back in family medicine, year like 1800s, early 1900s family medicine, if you look back in that, where the docs kind of did everything, the nails were used as a pretty good diagnostic tool, right? And we didn't have all this fancy equipment to be able to do everything. It was a real solid way of looking at the body and seeing exactly what's going on and what we can do to change it and help the body recover and do well. So the nails, a lot of times you can look at the nails and they could show things like iron deficiency. They can show heart-related conditions that might be coming on. They have mineral deficiencies that like iron, but others, there's ridges and splits. Zinc can be shown as a deficiency as well by looking at the nails. So there's quite a few ridges can be shown. There's quite a few things that we can look at with the nails. So what I would do, and again, you're saying that it keeps continuing, but what I would do is go get some testing done. Go to your physician and tell them you want more nutritional-based testing done, and just check more of the nutritional levels on the labs and see exactly what's happening, and then build it from there. Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to figure out how well the body's working or how well it's not. And the nails are just an indicator, right? It's kind of like a little siren going off telling you that there's something possibly there that can be an issue. And that's why it's good to get it looked at, okay? But the testing... So I like the test. The power's in the testing. Tells so much about what's going on with your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show. So glad you're here with us. If you haven't listened or watched the television show, you just go to the website and you can check that out. It's a great way to see the show and see everything that we have going on there to be able to encourage you and equip you and help you to really live the kind of life you want to live. You can check it out there. Plus, our original health programming we're developing. There are new TV shows getting ready to release that are great, that I think you'll really enjoy. So you can check all that information out, and you'll find everything there that you need. Very, very cool, though. Ways to help and equip you, teach you, and give you the tools that you need to be able to thrive. That's the key. 8 snacking habits of healthy, busy people is a great way to go. So most people are prepared for hunger before it strikes. But here's the deal. most people, when they get hungry, it's like all holds barred. Everything just stops. Well, here's some basics that you can do just to take with you during the day to really make sure that you have everything you need. Because here's when it comes to hunger control, if you want to lose weight, feel better, have more energy, then you need to eat multiple times throughout the day. It's a big piece of what we teach at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, and all of our providers and physicians, we all teach that to our patients and clients, to really multiple portion everything throughout the day. It's very important. So number one, they practice portion control. And Daphne Baramo is a public relations specialist and new mother, preps her snacks by dividing them into single serving portions, she said in an article. And again, it's a smart way to go. So you can pre-prepare your foods. Then it's not like you're stuck and you're literally ravenously hungry, getting ready to go through the drive-thru somewhere. And then you get creative with flavor. So according to some different ways, you can actually get olive oil and balsamic vinegar, maybe some pineapple balsamic vinegar over some salads. That's a great way to go. I always say throw a salad together, cut up your vegetables, maybe throw some grilled chicken in there, some avocado, dump it in a bowl and take it with you. It's an easy way to get everything that you need. Nuts are really good as well. You can take nuts throughout the day, you know, mixed nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts. Put a little sea salt in there, shake it up in a little Ziploc bag, and you got some snacks to go. Hydration is key, too. A lot of times when you're super, super hungry, you're really dehydrated. So sometimes if you'll jump in and drink some extra water, that can make a difference. And you can just do something as simple as, you know, drinking an extra bottle of water, 12 to 16 ounces, when you get hungry. And a lot of times it cuts the hunger, but also it gives you the water that you need. Energy levels perk up and all that. So it's a great way to go. Now, the other thing, too, is as a snack piece are the fruits. And, of course, bananas are great. If you do that, go more on the green side. But also, oranges and apples are fantastic, too. They're low on the glycemic index still. And I like, if you're going to do a piece of fruit, do it with some nuts. So a lot of times, even because it is a carbohydrate with the fruits, and I don't like doing carbs by themselves. Either have a little bit of protein with it, a little bit of fat, you know, like the nuts or the seeds or avocados or whatever, but you want to mix the two together and it stabilizes blood sugar release. But I mean, there's bars out there that are organic, that are not loaded with sugar, that are whole food based. Those are great too. And, you know, another great snack are the greens drinks. If you go to our website, go to InShape Network, you'll find those green drinks there that keep the body alkaline. It's like getting a serving of fruits and vegetables. You dump it in a bottle of water and it gives you sustainability through one of your meals with fiber, probiotics, enzymes, all of that. So it's staying consistent and always having something on you so you don't have to run into a gas station or a fast food place. We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States unemployment dropped unexpectedly in May to 13.3% as reopened businesses began recalling millions of workers faster than economists had predicted, triggering a big rally on Wall Street and giving President Donald Trump something to boast about in his reelection bid. Still, after weeks of dire predictions by economists that unemployment in May could hit 20 to 25%, The news that the economy added a surprising 2.5 million jobs is evidence that the employment collapse most likely bottomed out in April when the rate reached 14.7%. Most economists had expected rehiring to kick in over the summer as lockdowns were increasingly lifted and people gradually resumed shopping and eating out. President Trump said the report is evidence that the economy is going to come back from the coronavirus crisis like a rocket ship. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Towns and cities are facing costly collateral damage during the COVID-19 pandemic, and USA's Chris Barnes has more.
As cities and towns across the nation are already facing huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs as people are improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs. Many gloves and masks get thrown away on sidewalks and in streets, contributing to stormwater backups. And even if they don't do that, officials say those items can end up being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. A spokesman for the American Society of Civil Engineers says people are taxing already aging infrastructure that's already deteriorating. I'm Chris Barnes.
Food delivery companies are now pledging to protect their workers by offering legal support to those delivery people who are wrongly accused for making deliveries past curfew in New York City. The curfew, implemented to control protesters, is in effect every day from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until June 8th. But essential workers, which includes people who make food deliveries, are permitted to do their jobs during those hours, according to the office of Mayor Bill de Blasio. If they are stopped by the police, delivery people only need to identify themselves as essential workers. Online food ordering service Uber Eats is also committing to protecting all of its workers, pledging to offer them legal support if they're wrongly arrested for violating curfew. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
And we're here for you each and every day. To be able to empower your health and empower your life. This show is all about that. We want to encourage you, equip you, and help you. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, you should go check it out. Our lifestyle providers can help you. They're all around the country and can help you bring a great new perspective to your health and your life and really give you the tools to be able to help. And give us a call. Don't forget, always give us a call. And you can call our television show every day as well to stay connected with us. Let's get on and go with Ken. Hi, Ken.
Which is the, something that you can take natural for asthma.
Well, for asthma, I'll tell you this. Remember, sometimes asthma is not really what it seems. And what I mean by that is there can be some food allergies that are kicking that into gear And so you really want to step back and get that tested to see if that might be a real case of what's going on. So looking at a more of a whole person approach, you want to come in and say, okay, is that really what's happening? Do you really need that as far as certain foods go? And is that triggering it? For example, if you had cow's milk, if you drink a big glass of milk or eat some cheese or whatever, and you notice that 2 hours or an hour after that, you start breathing a little harder or more difficult or wheezing, as we call it, you know, if that starts happening, then that becomes a challenge. And then you know that that's one of those. Or you can get food allergy testing done, which we like to do clinically. And you can get some testing done to figure that out. And the test will typically show exactly what's going on. And, you know, at the end of the day, you can locate certain foods that don't react well with your body. So I find a lot of times that food allergies tend to cause a lot of this. And now, that's one thing that I would definitely look at. Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure you've got everything as balanced as possible. Because that's super, super important along the way, especially with asthma. And I'll tell you a little trick on that. Because with asthma, a lot of times, and this is more of a... this is not so much in the evidence-based literature. This is more on the naturopathic side of thought. But the thought is that a lot of times when you don't break your proteins down very well, like, for example, if you don't have enough of the enzymes, or maybe you lack the hydrochloric acid in your stomach where you're not breaking foods down that well, bromelain, which is found in pineapple, can help break proteins down better, so your digestion will improve. And when that improves, then typically your histamine response in the body will improve. And by improving the histamine response in the body, by making it not as elevated, then the wheezing cuts down, right? Because the wheezing a lot of times is a response to that mechanism. So that's something just to think about as well. All right, 888-283-7272. And we're here to help you get in shape, to thrive, to really go to that next level. You'll find all of our lifestyle providers. You'll find our original television shows and radio shows as well that are bringing to you. You can watch it anytime, your time, on a digital platform with your smartphone, your iPad, or whatever it is, smart TV. You can check it all out there. Very, very great way to bring it to you 24/7. All right, we're talking about figs. Food can bring health to the body or take health out of the body, right? I teach that all the time. So we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing by getting the right kind of foods in, because if you put the right kind of food in, you're going to get great health. Put the wrong kind of foods in, not so much that it'll happen. So figs can do a lot. They help lower blood pressure. Figs are a great source of potassium, which is a mineral that helps control blood pressure. And since many people not only do not eat enough fruits and vegetables, but do consume high amounts of sodium as salt is frequently added as processed foods, they may be deficient in the potassium. Now, low intake of potassium-rich foods, especially when coupled with a high intake of sodium, can lead to hypertension. And the dietary approaches to stop hypertension, which, you know, the DASH study, they did a couple things. Of course, you know, another group used regular diet, and then others used this DASH diet where they added in figs and whatnot. The big deal is, after 8 weeks, they noticed about a 5-point top number, which is your systolic drop, and a 3-point diastolic drop in the bottom. That's really good, just by using foods. That's it. So figs are a great source of dietary fiber. And the fiber and fiber-rich foods may have a positive effect on weight management. In one study, women who increased their fiber intake with supplements significantly decreased their energy intake. Fruit and cereal, fiber protective against postmenopausal breast cancer, is another one. So it's really interesting that the figs themselves were used in a study that helped to reduce the risk of breast cancer in women. And it did it by blocking some of the key components, and specifically the fiber that we find in there that makes such a big difference. Insulin-lowering leaf in diabetes, too. You probably don't think about the leaves in the fig tree as a big deal. However, they're edible. And they actually have found a significant insulin drop by people with diabetes who require insulin injections. So they found that people actually did really well with that. And as a bone density promoter, figs are a fruit source of calcium, which the mineral has many functions, including promoting bone density and such. Cardiovascular effects. In animal studies, fig leaves have been shown to lower levels of triglycerides, and fig leaves also inhibited the growth of certain types of cancer cells. Researchers have not yet determined exactly which substances in fig leaves are responsible for a lot of these healing effects. But protection against macular degeneration is a big one. So your mother may have told you that carrots would keep your eyes bright as a child, and they do. The Archives of Ophthalmology, it's the vitamin A that's so strong in carrots that are really good. And they really do cut down by 36%, carrots do. But figs will jump in at about 40%. Figs are that strong at cutting back on their macular degeneration. So again, food, I always talk about it because I like to highlight different foods. And the reason I do that is foods really do either bring health to the body or take health out of the body. There's no in between. I mean, they really are going to make an impact for our overall health. And, you know, one of the keys you have to look at is you have to figure out, okay, what kind of foods do I want to put in my body every single day? And it gets overwhelming because I know I'll talk about spices and everything else. So you really want to kind of find those, you know, like it's almost like the 10 that you just are going to get in every day. As a matter of fact, I think I'll do that. I'll put some lists together so you can see that on the website. There are some staples that I use every day that through the research I feel are just vital. That there are foods that you need to eat every single day. And I'll give you just some random ones. Walnuts you should eat every day. They're extremely important. They've got the highest level of omega-3s. They cut cancer risk by almost 60%. Green tea is another one. You should drink 3 cups of green tea a day minimum. And then also you want to do broccoli. I think out of all the vegetables, broccoli is the powerhouse, and kale, both of those together. Broccoli and kale should be in your diet. Or spinach, I would put those three in the same category. If you can get those in at least once a day consistently, you're doing well because you just get tons of nutrients out of those that the body needs. And I would also say salmon because you want to be the fish oil, it's a powerhouse. It's probably the best piece of fish, in my opinion, out there. Now, they're all good. I mean, there's a lot of the fish, mackerel and cod and tilapia, you know, those are fine. But everybody's worried about mercury, but we're so deficient in omega-3 fatty acids, that's something we need to be really concerned about. So there's some basic foods. Water intake needs to be half your body weight every single day. That is a no miss. You can't let that slide. This is some basics. You have to get those in. But when you add in figs and you add in, you got to look at what your targets are. I mean, if you've got diabetes, then you're going to do well by putting cinnamon on your food every day, eating figs every day at least once. See what I mean? There's ways to target that. And do your top 10 for different conditions. That's a real, real big piece that can help. 888-283-7272. And we can help you really go to that next level with your health and your life. Let's go to Patty. Hi, Patty.
I want to know about tea affects blood pressure. If you're already on blood pressure medication. And the other question is there a vegetarian vitamin D or just a regular one because there's such a big price difference?
Here's the thing. When it comes to, I understand the price difference, and I really do understand that. I think quality is extremely important. So even if something's a dollar more, or $2 more, it's worth it. For example, if you go to get eggs and you're going to get the ones that are cage-free and they're a dollar more, spend the money. But what you're putting inside your body every single day is what's going to determine the type of cells that your body is going to make. And so you're either going to pay to repair your body later or you're going to spend the money now to get the right kind of food so you can have good energy and a good vitality now, if that makes sense. So that's super, super important. Then the other thing you've got to look at, too, is with what you're talking about, the teas themselves. I like green tea and white tea. I think the organic is better. You don't want to put lemon with your tea because tea does have a high level of aluminum. And in black tea or any of the teas, if you increase or if you put lemon in there, the lemon draws out the aluminum and pulls it into the body. So that's one thing you really want to not do is mix the two together. If you want to do lemon water, and that's a much better way to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the In Shape Network, helping you to get in shape and live your life in shape. We'll be right back. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. You really can make good choices. It doesn't matter if you're 30 pounds overweight, taking 5 medications, and you're stuck. And you feel like you just, it's genetics and it's what grandma handed to you. It doesn't matter. Really, your body can transition. If you start eating healthier and exercising and making better choices based on what your body needs, understanding what your nutritional deficiencies are, all that matters. And if you have arthritis, let's say your knees hurt, hips bother you, there are so many natural ways to get the body healed and moving better and functioning better now than we ever used to have. So in our different clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, then we find that there's all kinds of ways to keep the body moving the way it needs to and to get it functioning the way it needs to. Really is a powerful way to go. So trans fats, we know, speaking of not eating healthy, trans fats are foods that we know we need to avoid in a big way. So you want to steer clear of the fried foods. Very, very important. And forego the fast foods. Fast food gets a lot of blame these days for problems with the high cholesterol American diet. It really does. But it's the trans fats that we really need to see. So here's some trans fat foods you need to stay away from. Fried foods, number one. Most of the fast foods contain trans fats these days. You can look for the salads, the grilled fish, or grilled chicken, but you really want to stay from anything on the fried side. Next, the dairy creamer. All the dairy creamers, for the most part, are going to have trans fats in them. If they're just sitting in a shelf, hot, not refrigerated, and they're a dairy creamer, they've got trans fats in them. Get rid of the dessert mixes, too. A lot of those dessert mixes carry them. Frozen foods, most contain trans fats. In a lot of ways, the extra lean ones and the ones labeled healthy and the leaner versions of that. But the old school frozen dinners that you're probably used to, a lot of those have trans fats. Just check the labels. If it says partially hydrogenated, any kind of oil, it's got trans fats. Now, they're only required to put on the label, like in the where it says fat, they're only required if it has a certain level. So a lot of companies will just keep it at a bare level to make sure that everything, that they can kind of keep it in there, because it does make the shelf life longer. So just be cautious of that. Donuts, that's a big no-no. And margarine, yeah, we all know that, I think. Probably want to steer clear and move into the real butter. Real butter is a lot better. Better. What was that old commercial? That's funny. So don't rely on refrigerated dough either. A lot of the refrigerated dough for like the cookie doughs and all that, a lot of those have loaded with the trans fats. And I know it's tough, but look for the microwave. If you're going to do microwave popcorn, really look for the ones. There are trans fat free ones, and they're all proud of it. They'll put it all over the label. Because typically, a lot of the a lot of the popcorn that you see for the microwave, they have the trans fats in them. For like the butter and all the flavoring that they put on the inside, that's where it comes from. Okay. Ways to stay away from the trans fats. Trans fats, big no-no. Saturated fat, a little bit. You can get it from coconut oil and even red meat is okay because your body does need the saturated fats, which we all get kind of nervous about when we hear that name. A little bit of that is good because it makes the omega-3 fats actually absorb and work better. So that's a real great way to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Guys, if you have a spare tire, that's a big issue, right? But we know now that if you have a spare tire, it's bad for your blood pressure. When it comes to excess pounds, fat is not created equal. A new study finds obesity raises the risk of blood pressure. We kind of know that. But the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, they did some reporting, and they published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology. They said that visceral fat stores correlate with the apple shape as opposed to the pear shape. So having centrally located fat, when you look in the mirror, tends to correlate with higher levels of fat inside the abdomen. And that's a big challenge. So one in every four of the study participants that did in this study developed high blood pressure by the end of a follow-up period because they were carrying all the fat in the midsection area. So there's a strong connection between abdominal fat and high blood pressure. It was seen with the fat located around the kidneys. So they were getting, when you start getting the visceral fat, you start getting the fat around the organ systems, like fatty liver, fat around the kidneys. That fat is very, very dangerous to our organs. We call it visceral fat. And also, there's certain types of exercise and training that we can use to help get rid of that. And that's something else, too, that you want to look into. Because your exercise, let's say if you're just out exercising, doing your thing, and one of the basic things you're doing is just walking on a treadmill or just taking a leisure walk through the neighborhood trying to lose weight, you've got to really crank up your intensity. The studies have shown that you've got to do more high-intensity interval training. We call it HIIT style of training, which is where you would get maybe on a treadmill, put it on an incline, walk really fast at about 3.7 RPM for about a minute, and then run as hard as you can, sprint for 30 seconds, then back it down for a minute, then sprint again for 30 seconds. That higher intensity push for your body is what actually burns more of the visceral fat and can get the body down a little bit more. So it takes some effort to get rid of that. But it's important. It's vital for our overall health. Super, super important. 888-283-7272. You can check us out there with our original programming. We're creating television shows. Our TV show is nationally syndicated, and you can check it out there and always see the latest episode that's airing in about 65 million homes currently in 300 cities. So you can check all that out there at the website. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, or we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, You can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.